nor are their brains wired wrong, nor are they secretly benefiting in some way relative to passing motorists who do not help. Evolutionary psychologists are simply looking in the wrong places to try to understand their behavior. Indeed, if evolution were wiping altruists out, we should logically expect to see fewer altruists in the present day than in the past. But there is no evidence for that. Rather, religions such as Christianity, which directly promotes altruism, and Buddhism, which discourages selfishness and worldliness, have largely replaced the cargo cults of earlier historical times. This indirectly suggests that altruism has become more popular, not less. Evolutionary psychology as science. Evolutionary psychology has come under fire from a number of quarters on account of the lack of testability or falsifiability of any given hypothesis. Evolutionary biologist Jerry Coyne complains, "Evolutionary psychology suffers from the scientific equivalent of megalomania. Most of its adherents are convinced that virtually every human action or feeling, including depression, homosexuality, religion, and consciousness, was put directly into our brains by natural selection. In this view, evolution becomes the key, the only key, that can unlock our humanity." Evolutionary psychology, which we consider in more detail in Chapter 7, fares poorly when it tries to explain religion or spirituality, a fact that was recognized nearly a century ago by Evelyn Underhill, a researcher of mysticism. Rece Jacques has well said that, "From the moment in which man is no longer content to devise things useful for his existence under the exclusive action of the will to live, the principle of physical evolution has been violated. Nothing can be more certain than that man is not so content. He has been called by utilitarian philosophers a tool-making animal, the highest praise they knew how to bestow. More surely, he is a vision-making animal, a creature of perverse and unpractical ideals, dominated by dreams no less than by appetites, dreams which can only be justified upon the theory that he moves towards some other goal than that of physical perfection or intellectual supremacy, is controlled by some higher and more vital reality than that of the determinists. We are driven to the conclusion that if the theory of evolution is to include or explain the facts of artistic and spiritual experience, and it cannot be accepted by any serious thinker if these great tracts of consciousness remain outside its range, it must be rebuilt on a mental rather than a physical basis."